Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. We're in Chaf Beis Amud Beis by the Mishnah. Here we go. Ose Sukkasa Barosh Agala. If somebody makes a sukkah on the top of a wagon, O Barosh Hasvina, or on top of a boat, so what's the issue? Right? What's the issue if it's on top of the wagon or on top of a boat?
How much more right can you get than that?
Right, exactly. Kshera, doesn't matter, it's still kosher. But olin lo b'yontif, and you're allowed to go up on an yontif. Says Rashi, afa gav dimetaltala, even though it moves around, velo kavia, and it's not kavua, it's okay. It's okay. Barosh ha'ilon, what about on top of a tree? Oh, al gabe gamal, or on top of an animal, a cap of a camel. Kshira, it's fine. The ain't olin lo b'yontif. You're not allowed to climb up it on yontif. Why not? Because you're not what? Right. Exactly. He's right. Because it's a gzeira, the rabbanon. You're not allowed to use a tree, and you're not allowed to use an animal. You can't touch them, so you really can't climb them. So Rashi, what do you mean? Kshira. So Rashi says l'chal shomayd, l'chal amayd. It's okay. Af b'yontif. Now listen to this, Rashi. Af b'yontif. Im avar v'alola. If you went up there. Yati de chavasa. He's still makai the mitzvah of sukkah. That's a question. How can the gzera de rabbanon undo a mitzvah daraisa? Exactly. So says Rashi. By the way, if you did it, it's okay.
What?
Right. Exactly.
Let's say you're up there from every yard. You
did it. You good?
What?
Let's say you're up there from every yard. You don't go.
You can't go down. So you're stuck there the whole yontif.
Still got the airport.
Only one day in Israel.
Okay, so for one day you're stuck up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the Gemara is going to have funny cases where Shtayim be'ilon, somehow you have to figure out how this is even possible. Two walls are with the tree. Are in the tree. The achaz bide adam. But one wall, the third wall, you made man-made. Which means you need the tree. Oh, Shtayim bide adam, the achaz be'ilon. Or two are man-made and one wall is the tree. Either way, you still need the tree, because you can't have a sukkah with one wall. You can't have a sukkah even with two walls. Kshera, again, kosher, ve'in olin lo b'yontif. But you can't go up on yontif. Why? Because the tree is essential. Shalosh, if you have three walls, b'di adam, ve'achaz b'ilon, then kshera, and ve'olin lo b'yontif. Why? Because I don't really need the tree. It's really extra. Zaklal, here's the rule. What? Since I don't need it, why am I going to break off a branch? Well, that's not the gzeira. The gzeira is a bit okay. Zaklal, kol sheyin not tell ha'ilon. If you remove the tree, v'yachal lam b'fnei atma, and it can stay by itself, kshera, then it's kosher. V'olun la b'yantif, and you can climb up on yantif.
Who's supporting it? Tree, meaning...
What?
Who's supporting... What's the
no, let's say you have three walls, and the fourth wall you make by the tree.
Oh, okay.
I don't even need that.
Right.
I don't even need that tree. Now, Mani Masnisen, who is the author of our Mishnah? Who is the author of our Mishnah? Ready? Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. D'Tanya. Why is there Rabbi Akiva? D'Tanya, because we looked at a Braisa. Ose Tzukasa Barosh HaSvina. What if you make a sukkah on top of a boat? Rabbi Gamliel posel. Rabbi Gamliel says it is pasul. Rabbi Akiva machshir. Rabbi Akiva says it's kosher. So what are they arguing about? What's wrong with a boat? So now listen to this. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Akiva. There's once a story. The two of them were on a boat. Shaya Bar Bitzvina. They were on a boat. Ah Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva got up. V'asei sukkah brosh etzvina. He put a sukkah up on the boat. L'machar next day. Nishbar ruach. The wind came. V'akarta and knocked the sukkah down. Akiva, hechad sukkah. So where's the sukkah? Right? In other words, what? Rubbing it in. In other words, I said all along it's not a kosher sukkah. And I was proven right. So what's Rabbi Akiva thinking? So here we go. So Amar Abaya, like this. The Kuli Alma, everybody agrees. Hechad de'ena yecholah la'amod beruach metzuya de'yavasha. If it can't even withstand the normal wind on dry land, which we consider less severe than the ocean. So if it can't even withstand that, lo klumhi, that's not even a sukkah. That's not a sukkah. It's not, it has to be something. At least, yichal la'amod b'she'enu mitzuya di'abasha. If it can withstand an abnormal hurricane-like temperature, weather, wind on dry land, right? cool, which is more severe than normal wind in the water, right? Then kuli amalo pligi tikshera. No one has a problem with that. Ki pligi, what's the problem? What's the issue? What are they arguing about? The yachol la'amod beruach mitzuya de'abasha. It can withstand the normal wind on dry land. However, everyone knows in the ocean it's worse. The wind is worse in the ocean. And the ve'ena yachol la'amod beruach. Take out the word she'ena. But it can't withstand a normal wind in the waters. I'm sorry, dayam. The parentheses should say beruach matsuya dayam. That's what it should say. Okay, I'm sorry if it doesn't say that. Beruach matsuya dayam. What? Thank you. Right, where am I? The ani yachol la'amod beruach matsuya dayam, but it can't withstand a normal wind in the water. And where are you? In the water. But if this would be a dry land, this would be fine. But since the water's worse, the ocean's worse, it can't. It really can't. So, Rabbi Gamliel Savar, sukkas diras keva ba'inon. He holds. You require a stronger sukkah. The kivin the ani yachol la'amod beruach matsuya dayam. Lav klumi, it's nothing. Rabbi Akiva Savar, well, sukkah diras arai beinan. Sukkah, you need a diras arai. The kivan diyachol la'amod beruach matsuya diabasha kshera. Since it's able to withstand a normal wind on dry land, the fact that I'm in the ocean doesn't matter. Asks the Svas Emes, what kind of svar is Rabbi Akiva? If we hold Teshvu Ke'en Teduru, why on earth is the sukkah good in the ocean if it can't withstand the normal wind in the ocean? Why? Why is that good? I understand. If you're a dry land and it's calmer, the sukkahs would be fine. But the ocean's not the dry land. It's by definition worse. So why is the same sukkah good? Fair question? He gives an unbelievable answer. He says, because let's say it wasn't sukkahs in those days. Not much about a cruise ship. The boats were always worse than the ocean. Even the regular living conditions were worse. So that what? Therefore, the teshuva ke'en teduru in the ocean is lower than the teshuva can do on the dry land. You hear? It was always that way. It's always the ocean's always worse than your house. It's always more temporary, more flimsy, less solid. So therefore, it's the same story. Even if it's
So you're lowering the standards of the sukkah because the ocean is worse.
Correct. That's exactly the point.
That's not fair.
Why?
Yeah,
I thought it was brilliant.
No, it's not. In dry, you do what's on dry land like on dry land. What's on water like
that? That's exactly what. That's exactly what he's saying. We're not doing.
Not exactly.
But you know why? We're not doing that. You know why we're not doing that? Because your life was not like that. No one's life was like that. The ocean was not the same as the dry land. It was always worse.
But if I'm on. That doesn't make any sense. That's exactly what you're saying. On the ocean, you do like on the ocean, which means when you're on the ocean, your boat is always going to be flimsy. So your sukkah can be flimsy also.
Right.
Oh, so he's agreeing exactly with what he means.
Right, he's agreeing with you.
He's agreeing with
you. Right. You hear what he's saying? Such a brilliant satsemeth, no? So brilliant. Because if a pasha, like, what on earth would Akiva hold? Doesn't really make sense. It's a brilliant. Since the ocean always is worse, you can get away with a worse sukkah.
Because if you build a sukkah that can withstand most ocean winds,
yeah.
It's a very stirring thing.
According
to Rabbi
Gamliel,
that's
right.
What?
It's super stirring.
You're on the
water.
On
the
boat.
Yeah, then he would agree. Yeah, what?
Both of them would agree.
Correct. The machlokas is this one specific case. But in the dry land, it would be good enough. On the dry land. Correct.
How can you accept this? Because if you're on the water, you got to make a circle on the water. You do what you gotta do on it.
But the halacha is the standard is it's gotta withstand.
On dry land.
And if you're on water, it's on water. The halacha is, the standard is, ruach matsuya. And if the ruach matsuya on the water is stronger, if it can't withstand the ruach matsuya on the water, it should be a puzzle of sukkah. I don't understand the answer.
The answer is brilliant answer. No, it's not brilliant?
Yeah, I agree with it. It makes sense.
It does make sense. It does make sense.
I just don't see it.
Okay. I can't. Next, Oe Gabi Gomel, or you make a sukkah on top of a camel. So now, here we go. You ready for this? Masnis and Mani, who is the author of this Mishnah that says you're allowed to make a sukkah on top of a camel? So it's Reb Meir. Please remember it's Reb Meir, because this is not going to make sense on Amud Beis. Tam Mishra Meir. Meir says you can make a sukkah on top of a camel. It's not a problem. Titania. Ha'osei sukkasu al gabe behema. If you make a sukkah on top of a behema, Rav Meir Machshir, Rav Meir says it's fine. Rav Yehuda, the standard person that argues with Rav Meir, pasul. He says it's pasul. Now, what do you mean you make a sukkah agabe behema? What does that mean? What do you think that would mean? What does that mean, agabe behema? What?
Agabe.
On the top. Says Rashi, agabe behema, kigon, for example, I'm sorry, nasan dalsos al shnei susim, you take two boards, you put them on two horses, behem karkios ha-sukkah, that becomes the floor of the sukkah, v'asa l'mayla mechitzos v'schach. Then you put on top of that, walls and schach. Is that what you thought it was?
Yes.
Okay. Says Tosvos.
Just on one animal, not two.
What?
Just on one animal, not
two. Right. Says Tosvos. Let's do another line of the Gemara. My time with the Rebbe Yehuda. What's the reason the Rebbe Yehuda says it's no good? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Tasel Lecha, yes, Shivas Yamim. Sukkah HaRu'uya L'Shiva Shema Sukkah, Sukkah She'ena Ru'uya Lo Shmei Sukkah. Okay, if it's not, right? Very good. Now, two days ago, we had a case where if you made a sukkah, you made a sukkah out of a bed. You took a bed, right? So a bed has a headboard and a footboard, right? And you just keep building higher, and then you put tzchach on it. Rashi there said, oh, that's not a good sukkah. It's not a good sukkah, the Gemara said. Rashi said, why not? Because it's flimsy. So why is this any less flimsy? How come over here we need a pasuk to tell you why it's not good? It's the same flimsy. Moves around, Rashi said, because it moves around.
I take my sukkah.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a canvas sukkah. I take my sukkah out, put it on top of an animal.
Right.
It's the same sukkah.
So why is it pasul? It's a pasuk.
Right.
The animal moves around.
Yeah.
That doesn't bother us.
No.
So how come by the bed it moves around, it bothered us so much?
Well, that's not a real sukkah.
Why not?
No. I modify the bed. Here, I'm taking a real sukkah. I just have to put it on an animal. If I shot the animal and they just died like that,
right.
So it was good.
Right here. So we're going to answer the dying soon. Tulsa has to ask the question, why come over here, the Gemara has to get a pasuk that it's no good? And 2 days ago, by the bed, there was no pasuk. It was just a svara. What's wrong with the svara? The svara is, it's not sturdy. We have pasuk on a horse, two horses. Look at the second Tulsa. Persia Kuntras. Nasan dalatos agabe susim. You put the boards on two horses. Liyosam karkios asuka. That becomes the floor. V'asa lamayla mechitos. You put walls, the sikrech, and then you put schach on it. Rabbi Yehuda pasul. Rabbi Yehuda says it's no good. We can't kasha le persha kundras. That's a kasha on Rashi. The mastisan le'el. 2 days ago we said gabe samach sukaso bekari hamita. When you use the sukkah from the walls of a right? Kid the persha le'el, like we explained 2 days ago. V'yesh befarshim dahacha la b'metalta la schach gabe behema. Nothing to do with the schach being moving around. The imkain lamali kralor bihuda. What do we need a pasuk for? Tepik lemishum de ain lo keva. It's not kavua. Kin de parishas leil, like we said 2 days ago. We said a bed is not kavua, and therefore it's no good. And over here we don't say that. What do we say? Oh, it's a pasuk.
Okay, so the reason we gave it was the bed.
Yes.
We said it's on something.
What? Yeah.
Minute number one, that bed sukkah is no good.
Right.
Minute number one, the other sukkah is good.
The horses.
Eventually, over time, it's going to start getting really bad. Horses can't hold up.
Ah, okay, so that's the thing. I hear you. Tosfos gives a whole different answer. Tosfos says, Ella, listen to this. Ella, what? Because he says, no, it can't be pshat. Ella, rather, hemid sukkah al dabi al dalad kundesin. You put a sukkah on four posts. V'sichech aleihem aschach. You put schach on them. Then, v'hichnis sham ha-behema. Then you invite the animals in. V'asa aleha karkiyoseh machitzoseha ad l'schach. Then you make them the floor. The lochazi l'shiva ain ol al-gabi behema b'yantif. And the problem is, you can't climb an animal on yantif. Which is, by the way, the Gemara said also. So I just think that it's a technical machlokas here. Tosfos has to firm up the sukkah in order to, the only psul is the pasuk. He has to firm it up. Otherwise, it's puzzle anyway. We said a few days ago, Rabbi Yehuda requires keva. How on earth is a sukkah on horses keva? How is that keva? What does Rashi say? It's a pasuk. The Gemara says a pasuk. It says tosuk. What is a pasuk? A few days ago, we said it's not keva. Ah, it must be made a keva. Now, the only problem is it's a pasuk.
Why is it not keva? Because the first thing you came
from. Why is it not? What?
Why is it not keva?
No, it's not keva. It's just not keva. What kind of thing is that? How is that a sturdy sukkah? It's so flimsy on top of the horses. So it's not a keva, right? I don't need a pasuk for that.
How does the pasuk work? Because I mean, the rice is not a problem to go on enamel.
No, what?
Only with the rabbanon you have a problem.
So we said that's a very interesting phenomenon that the rabbanon will govern the daraisa. That's very interesting. We have it all the time.
Going to the pasuk, you're good.
What?
Going to the pasuk, you're okay the first day.
Correct. Good. Correct.
They're modifying the.
What?
Yeah.
Listen to this. Rashi says it. Look at Rashi. Haru'uya, the Rashi of Haru'uya l'shiva. It has to be roi for 7 days. You see, Rashi says, V'hashta, the gazer rabbanon ain olin la. The rabbanon rabbis made a rule, you're not allowed to go up an animal on Shabbos. Nimtzeis, it comes out, she'ain a ru'uya liyom rishon. It's not good for day number one. Right? It's not good. Right?
But it was good initially.
What?
Good to
By the way, there are other Rishonim. Interesting. The Ritva holds. Now, if it would be the first day, you would be allowed to. Because the Daraisa would beat the Darabanan. The Daraisa of eating in a sukkah would beat the Darabanan. And the day that's not good is Shabbat Chalamoid. Shabbat Chalamoid, you know, there's no chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. You don't have to eat. Very interesting. Very interesting. That's a very interesting discussion when a Darabanan can overrule Daraisa.
Sometimes we don't say that.
What?
Sometimes we don't say that.
Right. Now, Vermeer, Hanami Midaraisa Mechzachazi. Vermeer agrees that Midaraisa is good. Vermeer, not he agrees, he says Midaraisa is good. Rabbanan Hu Degazriba, and they're gone and made a Gzeira, then you can't go up a Sukkah, what do you call it, on Shabbos and Yantar. But in a Hanami, it's a good Sukkah. Okay? Now, that was when the animals were the floor of the Sukkah. What about if the animal's the wall of a sukkah? Asal behema dofen l'sukkah. What if you make the animal the walls? So Rameir posel, Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Now it's reversed. Now Rameir says it's no good. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's good. Before, Rameir said it was good. What was good before? When the animal's on the floor. Now, by the animals on the wall, they switch. Why they switch? Shay Rameir Omer, Kol Davar Sheyesh Bo Ruach Chaim, anything that's alive, Ein Osin Osa Lo L'Dofen Sukkah, you can't use it for a wall of a sukkah, Lo Lechi L'Mavui, you can't stick an animal by the entrance of the Mavui, this is my Lechi. You can't do that, you can't put an animal there, Lo Pasin Beiros, right, when you want to cordon off the well, you can't use an animal to be one of the boards, right, for Lo Gola L'Kever, something in the olden days, called a stone for the kever. What exactly that is? It's a big look at this gigantic Tosfos. Yeah, we had it comes up a few times in Shas. It's not a headstone like what they have today. It's not what it is.
It's that the piece of the slab.
Correct, like a slab. Whatever it is, you can't make an animal out of that. Okay. Mishur Biyosek Lili Amru Af Ein Kos Vin Olav Gitei Nashim. You can't even ride a get on top of an animal. That's tomorrow's daf. Okay. My time with the mayor. What's the mayor's reason? Why can't you use an animal to be a wall of a sukkah? Abaya Amar Shema Thomas. Maybe it will die. Maybe it will die.
No.
And what happens if it dies?
You're lacking the wall.
Oh, Habehema Biyantif. The animal will die in Yantif, says Rashi. Vitipol, it'll fall. Vein kan dofen. You don't have a dofen. There's no more wall.
If you have three other walls, though, it's okay.
What?
If you have three other walls, it's okay.
Maybe this is the third wall. Vinimtza Batal Mitzvah Sukkah. And you see that the mitzvah sukkah is going to go away. So how come? How come? This question is asked by the Aruch Haner. So how come when you put the floor of the sukkah, it's okay? Rameir is not choshesh, it's going to die.
On top of the animal.
You made the two horses. You got two horses together.
Yeah, two horses.
How come when not choshesh, it's going to die?
There's two horses. It does, it's better.
Right. Both answers are right. The Aruch Haner answers what you said because there are two. So if one dies, you have the other one. A choshesh, they're both going to die. That's very far-fetched. That's one answer the Aruch Haner gives. And the other gives Gemati's answer. It says if the animal is a wall and it dies, what happens to your sukkah? It becomes puzzle. No, you have three walls. The animal's one of the walls. The animal dies. They don't have a sukkah. You have a puzzle sukkah.
Where's the sukkah?
What?
That animal, it doesn't move.
Right, but yeah. but it's going to fall. When it dies, it's going to fall.
Well,
that's the word. Yeah, that's what Rashi says. That's what the Gemara says. What if you tie it up so it can't fall? Then it'll be called okay. No. If this is the answer. How come Rav Meir says, if you use an animal for a wall of a sukkah, it's no good. Why? Maybe it'll die, and if it dies, it's going to fall. And therefore, what's going to happen? You don't have a wall. It's a possible sukkah. But Rav Meir said, you're allowed to use the animal for the floor of a sukkah. How is that because the animals are going to die? So one answer is, that's why there were two. Right? That's why there were two. The other answer is, what happens if it dies? What happens if you use it for the floor of a sukkah and it dies? It's not a puzzle sukkah. No. It's not a puzzle sukkah. You have no sukkah. The sukkah will topple over. What's the chashash? Think about it. What's the chashash? You use an animal, you have a sukkah on top of an animal.
Yeah.
And the animal dies. What's going to happen to the sukkah? It's going to collapse.
What?
Because the animal will fall, the whole sukkah will topple over. You have a little sukkah, you see those pictures? You have a guy makes a little sukkah on top of a camel. So the camel dies. What's going to happen? The whole thing's going to topple over. What do you mean it's puzzled? It's no sukkah. It's gone. I don't have to.
Push the animal up on this.
So that's a different. The Gemara is going to say that in a minute. What if you tie it up so it can't fall? If that's the case, it's not a problem. But you hear it's such a brilliant answer. Here, if it dies as a wall, what's going to happen? You only have two walls. That's a puzzle sukkah. The other case, if it dies when it's on top of an animal, it's not a puzzle sukkah. It's a destroyed sukkah. The whole thing topples over. I have to tell you that's no good? Of course it's no good. Such a brilliant answer, no?
Well, if the cow collapses, you still have 10 tzvachim.
What?
It's still 10 tzvachim high. If it collapses, it's still big enough that it's like a 4.
So we're going to see in a minute. We're going to see in a minute. Not by the normal animal. We don't think that. By the way, the Gemara is going to answer a question. Reb Zera Omar. Shema Tivra. Maybe it'll run away. Now, what if you use an animal for the wall of a sukkah and it doesn't die and it doesn't run away? And you're Mekayan your mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah. What?
Are you?
It doesn't die and it doesn't run away. Are you Yotze? Says to Mr. Brewer, you're not Yotze.
Really?
You're not Yotze, believe it or not. Right? It's based on a grah. Right? Why? Because the Chachamim said this is not a sukkah. Doesn't matter. I did it. I got lucky. Nothing happened. Doesn't matter. You're not Yotze. Interesting. That's even more interesting.
Yeah.
Now, what about this case? A pill. Pill's an elephant. An elephant. Pill. Kosher. I want to write a say for collecting all the memories and shots about elephants. And I'm going to call the say for Mealy de Peely. By the way,
well,
I got haskamis from the gedolim, Mealy the Peely. Anyway,
what? Come on, what do you think about this stuff?
Pill kosher, if the pill is, but just for the name alone, yeah. That safe would be a bestseller, no? Just for the name alone. But pill kosher, buy a pill of kosher, buy an elephant that's tied up, kuli almalo pligi. Nobody argues. Right? What does it mean nobody argues?
Got what?
Right, so Tosfos points out it's a very unusual place thing in Shas to write. Reb Meir made a statement. His statement was if you use an animal for a wall, it's no good.
Right.
Why not? Why not? So it's a machlokas. Maybe it'll die, or maybe it'll run away. Right, so what do you mean kuli alma lo pligi? They don't argue. It's a funny word. Tosfos says the Shulchan said may benayhu. What's the difference? The difference is you have an elephant. Why? Because even if it dies, you'll still have 10 tefachim. So big. Right? So it's a funny lashon. That's okay. But pil kosher kuli alma lo pligi. Nobody argues if it's tied up. Why? Dinami mayis yesh bin avlaso yud. Because even if it dies, it'll be 10 tefachim tall. Even if it dies and it starts to fall a little bit, it's tied up, it'll still be 10 tefachim. Ki pligi, bepil she'ein kosher. Well, it's not tied up. Lemanta amar shem betamos lo chashinon. We don't worry about that. Why? Why don't we worry? It's still 10 tefachim. Lemanta amar gzeir shem betivra chashinon. Maybe it'll run away. One second. Lemanta amar gzeir shem betamos necha shem betivra. Fine. But doesn't he agree maybe it'll run away? He says his main concern is it'll die. What about maybe it'll attack a runaway? Don't worry about that. Ella, that can't be pshat. Ella bepil she'eno kasher kol yamo lo pligi. Everybody would agree that if it's not tied up, it's puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Because it'll run away. Keep pligi bebehema kashura. No, it's the whole issue is if it's tied. Lemanda amar gzeirah shema tamos chayshinon. So maybe it'll die. Ulemanda amar gzeirah shema tivrach lo chayshinon. Because it's tied up. Ulemanda amar gzeirah shema tivrach necha shema tamos. What about maybe it'll die? Well, misa de lo shchicha. That's not so shchiach. It's going to die. Ah, vika ravcha de beini beini. But what about the space in between the legs, which is too much space? So the Gemara says, well, de avid le behutza v'dafna. You filled it up with branches. Right? It's tied up. You filled up the space in between the legs before it died with branches. So even if it dies, there's no issue. Vidilma Riva, maybe it's going to shrink when it dies, right? I'm sorry, I'm not going to shrink. Maybe it's going to bend down. The animal will bend down on its own. And then it's going to have less, not going to be a wool. No, the Mesicha Ba'ashuli the Mila'el. You tied it up in such a way where it can't bend down. V'laman D'Amar G'zei Rishem Atamos. 1 second. So if your Choshish is going to die, Ha'nami Ha'Mesicha Ba'ashuli the Mila'el. Maybe you also tie it up. So even if it dies, it won't
be supported.
It'll be supported. So the Gemara answers, even if that's true, it'll die a little bit. It'll shrink a little bit. Might not collapse, but a little bit it'll shrink because it's dead. So zimnan demokim bepasach hapachas mishlosh tamach l'schach. Maybe you're relying on lovet. The animal's not even 10 tefachim tall. It's a baby elephant. It's not even 10 tefachim tall. It's 7 a little bit. And between that and lovet, you got 10. And now when it shrinks, it goes below lovet. And you won't even realize that, right? The kivon de maisa kivsa. Since it dies, it'll shrink. V'lav adaite, and you won't realize it. You won't realize.
Why is that be exactly 7 and 3? Why can't it be? You can't take like the wool goes up.
We had all that already.
Yeah, but I don't have an animal. Why not?
So you don't say it, but I don't know why not. Okay.
How about Sarah Lechayim? Are you supporting this thing?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Crouch even? I mean,
it's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure this is a realistic situation. It's just a halakha.
It's feet a day. No one cares.
Yeah, but again, you have to understand, we were in a different type of society.
Yeah.
An agrarian animal society where people
sitting there and you're stuck having a nice time, and this poor animal can't even bend down.
I hear
you. People spend their days watching their animals plow in the hot sun. This is what they were doing.
But they break
after. This is before tractors.
24/7. You got to stand 24/7.
Maybe it was just for the one day of Yontif, and then Chol HaMoed, you're going to be able to get a hold of some wood. Could be.
No, but
can
you have it?
Walking in the field.
Is it realistic for an animal not crouch for 7 days for the animal?
For an elephant?
Yeah.
You never know. Maybe, I don't know. And then elephants in Yerushalayim. I don't know about that either. It could be. It's in there. It'll be in there. It could be that. It's just an exercise in stretching the limits of a sukkah. It doesn't necessarily have to be that it's happened. Right? It's just we're exploring.
Like most of
Shas is like that. We're exploring the dimensions
right.
of a sukkah.
Right.
And what about an animal? And what about this? By the way. What about a human being? The Rishonim talk about human beings.
As a wall.
Right, so that's worse. That's torturing, no? I'm just torturing a guy. I mean, he can stand there for 7 days, even for 1 day. Mm-hmm. Well, by the way, it has to be more than 1 day because it has to be Roy for 7 days.
Right.
So yeah, but what about a human being? These questions come up. Now, has it ever happened? I don't know. Is it ever recorded such a thing happened? I don't know. I'm sure with animals it did. I'm sure with animals it did.
They made an animal wall the sukkah?
What?
Can you not have seen that they made like during World War II?
Yeah, the people did crazy things.
To make sukkahs.
Yeah, get that cow. We'll have the cow stand there. What's the difference where it stands?
I think this is more
the cow will walk away. You have to tie it down.
Okay, so tie it down.
Tie it down.
Support it.
What?
And you support it.
Yeah, okay.
Does,
okay. Okay, we have to go. Now, here we go. Ready? Now, Umi Amar Abaya. Does Abaya say that Rav Meir Chayesh Lemitha? We have two reasons why Rav Meir said you can't use an animal that is tummit. You can't use an animal for a wall. Why? Maybe it'll die. Abaya said maybe it'll die. The other one, who's that? Reb Zera said maybe it'll run away. Abaya said maybe it'll die. Right? But one second. The Reb Meir is afraid something's going to die. Now we're going to see it's not true. Why? Reb Yehuda lo chayish, and Yehuda is not chayish, it's going to die. Ditnan, listen to this. Bas Yisrael, you have a Jewish girl. Shenitzes l'kohen. She's married to a kohen. V'halach baila l'medinas hayam. And the husband goes overseas, and we don't know where he is. And is he dead? Now, if he's dead, and there are no children, she can't eat truma. Says the Gemara, ochelas b'truma, she can continue eating truma, b'cheskas shehu kayim, with the chazaka that he's still alive. V'ramin on Allah, but we ask the following question. Listen to this question, listen to this case. A guy gives a get to his wife. Sha'achas kodem misasi. This get should take effect 1 hour before I die. Okay? 1 hour before I die. Says Rashi in the third white line on top. Yare, he's afraid. Shema shalom yamus. He shouldn't die pissum suddenly. Oh, be'ir acheres, or somewhere else. I don't know why Rashi had to say that. V'tizakek ishto l'chalitza. And therefore, she'll be roif, and then she'll have to get chalitza. And we don't want her to marry my no-good brother. Right? So we'll do it like this. V'nasin lo get, to give her a get, kishu bori, when he's healthy. V'omar lo, get ze, yehei l'gerashcha, sha'achas kodem mitzati. This get should take effect 1 hour before I die. Okay? Now, what's the Gemara say? Asuru l'echel b'truma miyad. She has to stop eating truma right away. Why?
He'll die in an hour.
Asks the Rishash, how can they live together? Maybe they'll have relations. He'll die 20 minutes later. It turns out that they were divorced an hour before. He was with, with a divorced woman.
He's gone.
What do you mean? He was with a divorced
woman. He's a Kohen.
He's a Kohen. So when they were together, it's a brilliant question. There is no answer to this question, by the way.
When did he give her the get?
He gave her the get March 1st. March 15th. March 1st, he gave her a get. And what did he say? This get is chal 1 hour before I die.
Right.
On March 15th, at 9 p.m., they're intimate. They're living together.
Different case.
The first case is he went away.
Right.
Second case is he doesn't want his wife to fall to the rotten brother. To Khalid, to leave him.
So he
gives her a get. Listen, 1 hour before I die, we're divorced. The get says, so on March 1st, what? On March 1st, listen to the case. On March 1st, he gives her a get. Nothing in their life changed. Except she has to stop eating truma. Why? Because what if he dies? He could die any time.
Right.
And when he dies, an hour before the death, the get was chal.
Right.
So she can never eat truma. How could they be together? Unbelievable question. It's a brilliant question. The Rishash says, Ein Echanami, they can't be together. Ein Echanami, they can't be together. The Meiri says, so here's what the Kosev HaRashash, Yitachin Lomar, Sha'asura Hu Labaila. V'ein Kan Takana Klal. There's no way to fix that.
Right, but not, the Isra Kain is to be with a Grusha or to marry a Grusha.
I guess we can't be with anybody, right? She's a divorced woman. He can't be with a divorced woman. He can't be with her.
You can't marry your own wife.
That's a separate issue.
A Kohen, but she's a Grusha.
No, right? it's just.
Why can't marry your wife?
Yeah, but all of them.
If he can have relations with someone.
But it's just relations.
Just relations.
But it's just. It's a brilliant question.
Only when he's
it's a very good question.
Such a good question.
I'm afraid, but only Chal, we get it.
No, it's 1 hour before. That's why she has to stop eating truma. For the same reason she has to stop eating truma. So the Rishash says, and listen to this. Shabal Toeh, the Sover, Shtehe Muteris Loba Ofenzeb. No, to have relations with Mutter. That's what he thinks. Because he doesn't realize what he did. He did it to... It's a brilliant...
To take it back.
And the Meiri says like this.
We just turned it into a Gzeira.
So the Meiri says, to prevent them from being together, the Choshi, she's going to die mamish 1 hour later. It's very far. We're not worried for that. Then why does she have to stop eating shum immediately? Right? Now... Barma Baya, lo kasha, it's not a kasha. So how come when the husband goes overseas, when I choshe, she's dead. And I come over here with choshe, she's going to die. What's the difference? So Barma Baya, Lo kasha. Hara meir, the lo chayish lamisa. The case from overseas is her meir. But we're not chayish from chayish, the hara behuda, the chayish lamisa. And here it's different. Ditanya. Halokeach yayin mibein akusim. If someone buys wine from a kusi, right? Someone buys wine from a kusi. Now, in Erev Shabbos, you don't have any kalim, you can't take off trumas and maisers, right? It says Tosfos, but one second, how is the wine of a kusi even good? Isn't it an issue of... So he says maybe before they made the gzera on kusim only, right? Halakeach yayin a kusim, or you say like this, Shnei lugin shani asid lahafrish, two lugim that I'm going to be mafresh. Harehein truma. That's valid truma. Rashi and Tosfos both point out that a kusi is worse than an ama aretz. By an ama aretz, we assume they gave truma. By a kusi, we don't even assume that. Not even truma. Therefore, you have to give truma. Asara maiserishon. 10 of that afterwards, you have to give. It's not exact. It's not 10. It's 9.8, right? Tisha maiser sheni. After that, you have to give Meiser Sheni. Right? Asks Tosfos, what happened to Trumas Meiser? You have had this case 100 times in Shas. What happened to Trumas Meiser? Says Tosfos, you don't have to give the Trumas Meiser. Why not? Because since the Kusi doesn't take off Truma, you have to give Truma. You have to give the Levi. Let the Levi give the Meiser, the Trumas Meiser. It's not a suffix. Let him do it. It's not on your head. Right? So you have to give Truma, Meiser, and Meiser Sheni. Then, now Meiser Sheni, what you could do is Umeichal. It's a machlokas what this means. Rashi says it means you could then transfer the Kedusha onto money. Then Veshosim Miyad Divra Meir. So Meir says, no problem. No problem. What do we see from here? And Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osman, the Aser, says the Rashi on top. V'amrinon, Gzeira, Shema, Yibaka Hanot. Well, maybe the jug will break. I can't do this trick. The whole thing was Breyer, right? And then on Sunday, on Matzah Shabbos, I could drink up to... And then Matzah Shabbos, whatever I leave in the barrel, that's the Truma Meiser, right? So, Gzeira, Shema, Yibaka Hanot. Maybe the thing will break. So how could you do this? Maybe it'll break on Shabbos. V'lo Yavil De Breyer. It'll never come to Breyer. Why? Because it's all went down the drain. V'nimtza sheshoset tevel. And it comes out, you drank tevel. Alma, what do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda chayish l'kviyas hanod. Rabbi Yehuda's choshesh that the thing will break. V'kolshkein l'misas ha'adam. And all the more so, he's choshesh, somebody will die. V'rameir lo chayish. And Rameir's not Choshesh. So it's a stira. How come by our case we said that Rameir's Choshesh, that the animal will die, and over here he's not?
Is that a leap from a breaking of a thing to a...
It's a huge leap, no? Yeah. As a matter of fact... What?
Both examples of cases of something that they get destroyed.
Yeah, but the Mitzvah Eitzin explains like this. A person has what's called mazel. Right? You have mazel. You're a happy-go-lucky guy. A keli, what kind of mazel does a keli have? So why is it true? Just because the keli will break, all the more so somebody could die. Yeah. So the answer is, because a keli you can guard, and death you can't stop. You can't guard it. That's one answer. You can't prevent it. A keli, you hire somebody, you better make sure that keli doesn't break. Right? You put it in the Aron Kodesh, you lock it, it's not going to break. A person, nothing you can do. Right. Nothing you can do. That's one answer.
You need another one?
What?
It's not a coach game.
Well, another answer what he gives like this. What Rashi means to say is that the chashash of death by truma is isra daraisa.
Death.
No, death.
Oh,
by the woman, you make this. I give you a get. I don't want you to fall to my rotten brother. So I give you a get 1 hour before I die. She has to stop eating truma immediately. Why? Maybe he's going to die. And what if he does die? It's an Isha Daraisa. Right? What about, says this is already a Chiddush, what about the case of the barrel breaking? Let's say it does break. So did you eat Hevel Daraisa? Maybe not. Because maybe there's no chiyuv of Truma Minatora on something you purchase. So I bought it from the Kusi. So it could be done in Durabanon. So that's what he means to say. That he's Chayshi, he's Choshesh for a Durabanon. He's cautious for a Durabanan. If the thing breaks, you ate table Durabanan. So for sure, he'll be cautious on a Daraisa. That's all he meant to say. That's one answer. And the second answer is no, because a Kli you can watch, and a person you can't stop them. We can't control that. Good? So the answer we'll get to tomorrow. The answer is they're going to change around the sheet. They're going to change around the names to make it fit. Okay? Very good. Everyone have a great day.
Come on.